There you go. One of my very all-time favorite songs. That's Help Yourself from the third album. The late, great Richard Treese playing one of the two fabulous guitars on there. It's originally on an album called Strange Affair. No, Beware the Shadow. And there's a nice compilation now called Reaffirmation. That's the name of that song. But all five albums are pretty easy to get right now. And well worth it. I was trying to figure out which guitar was which. Malcolm Morley, the singer, plays guitar as well as the piano. And I think he's the cleaner tone. I think the slightly coarse guitar with the Wangle bar, that's Richard. But they're really close, and I love the way they weave in and out like that. And I think both of them are playing bass, too. I think Paul Burton might be playing bass on it as well, but I know Richard said he played some of the bass. That must have been fun to watch them record that. Going back a ways. Before that, going back to 1976, John Cipollina and a short-lived band he had called Raven. They rehearsed for a couple years in various combinations and then played, I think, 7 gigs. And that's from one of the third or fourth gig. They played at Berkeley Keystone, and I went and recorded it, and that came out on a Ptolemaic Terrascope compilation CD from their magazine many years ago. The song's called Ambitious Circle, and that's two more great guitar players, John Cipollina and Greg Douglas, along with one of my San Jose heroes playing piano, Jim McPherson. He was in a great band called Stained Glass, a genius guy who sadly never got the attention he deserved. Really fun gig. I saw him again a month or so later, and it wasn't the same band, and they were clearly on their last leg. Though our local friend Dave Walker, he was singing with them then, and he sang a Deke Leonard song of all things. So there you go. It's very confusing. Well, I'm not confused. That confused. It's 4:02, and this is KGLT, Bozeman, 91.9 FM, KGLZ, East Helena, 89.1 FM, with transmitters K246BA, Bozeman, 97.1 FM, K220KD, Big Sky, 91.9 FM, K208BX, Livingston, 89.5 FM, K296EF, Mammoth Hot Springs, 107.1 FM, and K213AU Big Timber 90.5 FM. And of course, streaming on the web at kglt.net. And a big hello to all those distant listeners dialing in and all the local people who turn on the Friday afternoon show. You probably turn your radio on first thing Friday morning and just let it go, right? I think so. That's sort of the way it works. Must be more I have to tell you. Yes. This show and KGLT are underwritten in part by Audio Artisans, specializing in house-wide and computer audio, home theater, headphones, and turntables. Retail showroom open Wednesday through Saturday with face mask required, located in Oakwood Square, 2405 West Main Street, suite number 2, on the web, audioartisans.com, or phone 406-551-6262. Tell them, hook me up. Matt Brewing Company, the tap room is open and serving elevated pub food, mountain views, and a Montana vibe in a thoroughly maintained space, on the web at mattbrewing.com, Instagram, and Facebook. Every great adventure begins with a map. Mm. And Western Sustainability Exchange, conserving Montana's open space with wildlife, open space, comma, wildlife, and supporting local agriculture while strengthening rural economies. Details online at westernsustainabilityexchange.org. Okay, got that all out of the way. Now this is today's feature. You know, it's Jimi Hendrix's birthday today. What would have been? He'd been 78 years old today. Pretty amazing to think about that. And he's been very prolific in the last few years. Amazing about that, too. And this week, there's two new Hendrix releases. One is some pre-experience things he did with a guy named Curtis Knight. And that stuff's been around the block a few times, but the Hendrix people have got a hold of the tapes, and they've straightened it out a little bit. And there's some surprising playing on that. And the one that came out today for Record Store Day, there's a couple of Jimi Hendrix originals on it. And I was reading the liner notes, and they mentioned songs that aren't on the vinyl release. So I checked, and yes, there is a CD release with 9 more songs. It's called No Business. And then there's a live album and a movie. Did you know that? Ah, I bet you did. It's the Maui, the Rainbow Bridge concert. And some of us saw the Rainbow Bridge movie many years ago when it was released and wondered what that was all about, except for the last few minutes where there's some live Hendrix. Well, they've gathered together all the audio and as much film as possible and done 2 things. They've made a nice album with the complete concert and a documentary about the film, which is madness. You have to watch that. There's some spooky stuff and some just crazy people involved in it. And then they've strung together all the surviving film into the complete concert, which is 2 sets. And not all the songs have complete video. They have complete audio, so they patched it together. But it's joyful to watch Hendrix play at a low-key gig. There's maybe a couple hundred people there, max, outdoors in Hawaii. And he's just having a great time. It's from summer of 70, so it's 6 or 8 weeks before he died. And it's amazing to see the contrast between this show and the final film from Isle of Wight. I don't think that sort of hard, grueling touring suited Jimmy anymore, and he wasn't happy about it. So this is a treat, and it's just nice to hear some more Hendrix, and there'll be more. There's still things in litigation, a famous movie, and a couple other concert things I'm sure we're going to see in the next year or so. So there'll never be a shortage of Jimi Hendrix stuff. Plus, there's a deep catalog, and already there's when this first release came out, 67, so 54 years worth of Jimi Hendrix stacking up.
Ooh. Ah. Ooh. Ah. Ooh. Ah. Boy. out. Oh, Lord. And I don't want you to stop till it get dark.
Oh, Lord.
Thank you.
See what I mean? Nice, loose, nimble playing there from Jimi Hendrix, Billy Cox, and Mitch Mitchell. And that's a tidy little band. Jimmy finally had a bass player that was compatible. Noel Redding was a frustrated guitar player, not a bass player. And sometimes it showed. You heard two songs, Villanova Junction and Easy Rider from the Maui. I started off with a song called Working All Day from the No Business Collection. That's from November 65, a demo Jimmy recorded. He recorded a couple things. One, he actually re-recorded later in his prime career, though it was one of those things that snuck up after the fact. But it's interesting to hear. He had his ideas in his head. And on that record, it's from 65, 66, and 67. You can hear he's working out a lot of stuff that he got on tape eventually. That must have been exciting for him to go from being a sideman for Wilson Pickett and stuff to all of a sudden having total freedom and being encouraged to create. And it just poured out so much that he sort of got confused and just couldn't make up his mind about that fourth studio album. We'll never know. But we had, like I said, we have all that great music to enjoy, and timeless. 23 after 4 o'clock. I'm getting into the guitars today. That makes me happy to hear people play like that. There's a picture just posted on Facebook that I've seen before. It's Jimi Hendrix playing at Winterland, which would have been February 68. And John Mayall and his Blues Breakers opened, and they're all standing on the side of the stage staring at him in awe. And I was in the audience staring at him in awe at that very same show. I know I want to play some stuff, but I think I have to tell you some things. I was talking to Brody, and he pointed out that school's out now until January, so about 6 weeks of no kids on campus. It's sort of a ghost town up here, which is fine by me, because it's a good time to be a hermit, like Jason Lytles told me the other day.
There's even more virtual cinema viewing this winter from the Bozeman Film Society. Radium Girls presents the notorious case of workplace radium poisoning at the dawn of the age of radioactivity. Dreamland is the Depression-era story of a young bounty hunter who becomes infatuated by his bounty. And then there's the screen biography, Zappa.
You're probably wondering why I'm here.
Exploring Frank's mammoth musical career and the private life behind it. Tickets are online at BozemanFilmSociety.org. Keep your social distance and
keep him flickering.
Not that it makes a heck of a lot of difference to you.
Yeah, I can highly recommend that Zappa movie. As well described there. This 4 o'clock hour is underwritten in part by Bozeman Brewing Company, local brewers of Bozeman Amber, Hopson IPA, and Gallatin Pale. Tasting room opens daily 2 to 8 p.m. Curbside ordering online at bozemanbrewing.square.site or by phone at 585-9142, online at bozemanbrewing.com. At least the beer kept flowing through all this. Had a nice evening last night. My family here in town, we worked out a food trade-off. My sister, Gail, picked up and dropped food off for everybody's house. And we sat down and, of course, zoomed in. Talked to my brother in California and nephews and nieces and stuff. It was nice. Different way to do things. I missed having everybody around our table. I think everybody realized it's been too long since we've been together, all of us in one place. So that might be on the books for the near future, I hope. I hope that's going to be a possibility. But now, I've got some music. Let me make sure I'm in the right order. Yes. I've been dragging this one around for a while. This is an old favorite.
ceremony and the sacrifice was me. Me. You ask me to a storm cloud up and near the rainbow's end. Then you threw away the ladder and gave me to your friend.
That's the Yardbirds from a deluxe version of their first studio album, simply called Yardbirds, often called Roger the Engineer, but that was never the official title. They put out a deluxe one for the last Record Store Day, and it's got some alternate mixes, and that's one of them, Turn Into Earth, and it's got the mono tracks you need, and singles. A nice package with a nice booklet and stuff. But they keep digging at more bits and bobs of Yardbird stuff, and so they keep putting those things out over and over and over again. I don't know how many Yardbird records and CDs I have, considering that they only ever made two studio albums and two live albums now. But I have a armful of music. And there's another one and I brought today that they've put out some live material from French TV. They put the audio from four different shows on a CD, and it's mostly pretty good. One of the shows, the mix isn't terribly great, but it was a professional recorder in some way or another. But yeah, more stuff, just more stuff. But it's nice, you know, there's not that many live recordings of Jeff Beck with the Yardbirds, so anyone is totally appreciated. Okay. Got more music to play, so I gotta quit yakking and start doing this. Oh, I did that, so I'm good.
The Friends of KGLT's annual T-shirt design contest is underway. We're looking for two original T-shirt designs for KGLT's 2021 Spring Fun Drive with a cash award of $250 for each selected design. Entry deadline is Friday, December 4th. Details and entry forms are available at kglt.net and on KGLT's Facebook page. Your design could be on the next KGLT T-shirt.
Maybe I should just submit a selfie of myself with KGLT, paste it over my face. Ah, that'll work.
Then I'd be
everywhere, all the time. I haven't checked to see who's come in, but I assume it's Derek Leonard, Uncle Duke. I will check the big board in a minute, but digging back again.
guess I think it's me.
Paint for me a picture of the city in your way.
You will not see no colors, but a million shades of gray. I felt a city burn away, but flames I did not see.
Did you make good friends in your city home?
No money buys you friendship, and so I lived alone. Don't ask me why I'm happy. Don't tell me I look sad. I can't help it, I'm a growing man. I saw a puppet man with people at his feet.
Tell me, my traveler, what words did he speak?
He spat them words like fire and told them they were free. Someone sang a song and people laughed, and I could not believe.
Tell me, my traveler, what did you learn?
That wisdom lies in truth itself, and sorrow hides in scorn.
Straighten my new mind's eye. love me for my head? Would you love me through the winter? Would you love me till I'm dead? Oh, if you would and you could, come blow your horn on high. I never felt magic, crazy as this. I never saw moons, knew the meaning of the sea. I never held emotion in the palm of my hand. I felt sweet breezes in the top of a tree. But now you're here, bright in my northern sky.
Don't you?